בן איש חי, פרשת בלק, הלכה דלת, לדידן, בני הספרדים, שקיבלנו עלינו הוראת מרן זל, ספרדים that accepted the opinion of שולחן ערוך, רבי יוסף קארו עליו השלום, הדינו בין סתם יין של העקום, ובין המגע שלהם ביין שלנו, אסור בהנאה לגמרי. So again, we have stam yinam. That's a bottle of wine of the goyim. Or whether it's our wine that they touched. Asur b'hana'a legamre. It's forbidden not only to drink it, but it's asur to have any benefit from the wine. Ve'en l'mokhro le'goy o le'tino b'matana. You can't get rid of it by giving it to the goy, or selling it to him, gifting it to him. Ella ישפכנו בחפירה שבקרקע. You have to pour it down the drain. באופן שלא יהנה ממנו. In a way you don't have any benefit. ואין נקל בזה גם בזמן הזה. So again, this is a common case. People sometimes, when it comes next to the holiday of the Goyim, so the Goyim send them gifts. So they send them a bottle of wine. Not kosher. So you don't have any doubt. You're not going to drink it, but you want to recycle it. So you'll send it to another customer, another buyer, or whatever it is. Or you'll give it to a worker as a matana. Sfaradim is asur. You're not allowed to have any benefit from stam yinam. That goes without saying, you're not allowed to sell stam yinam. You can't have any hana'a. You can't have a store where you're selling the wine of the goyim, even though you're not drinking it. The Ben Ish Chayan has a whole discussion that if the goy owes a person money, and the only way you're going to get paid is through yayin, bizman hazeh, can we be lenient in order to get paid back at least in yayin, in order to recover our loan? So he says like this. He writes, "Huadin nameh." Some of the Knesset Gedola, the oser gam ken lekabel stam yenam min agoy bechovo. Knesset Gedola holds it's asur, and that's the opinion of Maran. However, he brings down from the Rashba that wants to say that what? That it's mutar. Lemaaseh, he says, again, yesh lehorot de mutar lekabel stam yenam bechovo. It's the only way you can recover your loan. So it's mutar. Aval vaday, da'asul la'asut schora b'stam yinam b'ze pashut. That's for sure. It goes without saying. Now, regarding the goy touching the wine, the minish chayis na'lachayud. Magah ha'akum she'osir la'yayin b'hana'ah. That's what he said. If he touches it, it's asur b'hana'ah. Hu she'yigal b'yado o b'raglo. Doesn't matter how he touches the actual wine. With his hands, with his feet. או בדבר אחר שבידו בכוונה, or something else that's in his hand, הידי דבר אחר, בכוונה, וישכשך, and he moves the wine, אפילו שכשוך מעט, even if it moves a little, או ששתה מן הקנקן שבו היין, if he drank from the wine that was in the flask, או שהגביה הכלי עם היין שבו, or he lifted the keli, and as a result, when he lifted the keli, וישכשך מעט, it moved a little, והכלי היה פתוח, so long as the bottle was opened already. הנה בכל זה אוסרו בהנאה. אבל אם נגע ביין ולא שקשך כלל, if he touched the wine and there was no שקשוק, there was no shaking at all, הרי זה מותר בהנאה. אבל זה עשו בשתייה. So בשתייה is always אסור. But in the case where he touched it without שקשוך, so then already you have the עניין of איסור הנאה בלבד.